Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sing we now, sing for the year, sing for the laugh, sing for the tear. Sing we now, just for today, maybe tomorrow, new love will take it away. Sing we now.
Little Aerosmith bringing it back, 7 to the hour, thanks very much. Hanging out with me, thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Debbie Meyer, the inventor of the green bag and the green box and the cake cutter, and My life just got so much more wonderful when I found the cake cutter. Guys, I encourage you to check it out. You can make it as big as you want. You can expand that thing all the way out and get a real piece of cake. Debbie, thank you for that, by the way.
Oh, I'm delighted.
See, this way, when I use your device, I can say, hey, Debbie did it. I didn't do it.
Oh, see, that's the problem of having my name on
it. I can blame it on you. I said, look, if Debbie didn't want me to have a piece of cake this big, she wouldn't have made this cutter like this.
Right. All right, I'll take it. I'll wait.
There you
I'll
go.
Take it on my shoulders.
There you go. Okay, so we're talking about your personal brand on a product. It's and she's been giving us some good advice, folks, on whether you should do it or not. There's an issue with a name on a brand and a face on a brand in the fact that we're all, you know, going from dust to dust, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
We're moving from one end of the spectrum to the other end of the spectrum. And one of these days, we're going to not be the same as we were, and we'll shuffle on off this mortal coil. How do you deal with the plans for that kind of thing? Now, Debbie, you know, you've got decades. You're, you know, at 39, it's amazing how many years you've got left. But still, it's something to think about, isn't it?
This is one of the
biggest concerns for a lot of successful small business owners, where the founder is the face, the customers love the founder, and then the founder wants to sell, and now that changes the value of the company.
Well, fortunately, if you have done the right things and have built that brand into a value all on its own, because, for instance, I have customers who will come and buy my product all the time because it's got my name on.
Yeah.
Because we have that relationship now, and they trust me, and they trust me to do for them what is right, and I continue to do things that make their lives. I don't want to say it changed their life. I actually do help make it better because I save them a lot of money in the way my products work to extend their food budget. But, excuse me, the thing that's important to remember is how you feel about that brand going on. If you build to a point where the brand itself, if you took off the end part of it, like Debbie Meyer green boxes, let's take off the green boxes, is mm-hmm. the Debbie Meyer part of value? And the answer is yes, if you have built that kind of brand. If it's a family business, maybe you have somebody in it who's going to continue it in that name. And that's wonderful, but that's, you know, not the case for everybody. So there's a lot of planning to be done before you get to the moment of, well, what happens next?
And what an advance. I mean, you could take, if you were wanting to, let's say, you were wanting to disengage at 70,
mm-hmm.
you better start that process at 60.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Maybe.
And I'm not even talking about, you know, we talk about preparing your, operating your business for the next owner and that kind of thing from a financial standpoint.
Right.
But this is a different system. This is a different area of concern, isn't it? The brand.
And if you disengage and if you, you know, are you going to step out? Is the name going to stay the same? If you stay in, how does having your name on something that you're not in control of feel to you?
Yep.
There are many, many areas of it that you need to be aware of and need to actually plan for. And what you're willing, you know, part of it is what you're willing or capable of doing
mm-hmm.
with it. And, you know, some people would be very happy to say, here's the whole thing, goodbye, and walk away. I don't know a lot of those people.
Well, see, I get a lot of the same questions myself.
Yeah, I'm
you know, I mean, I think I'm going to live forever, but that's probably not going to happen. And my problem is, It's hard to find somebody who wants to work this hard for so little money. That's the problem. Reason I'm having a problem with that coming up in the future. But anyway,
well,
Debbie,
you have to look at what you've done and how you do it, and are you willing to let that go someplace?
That's the big issue.
Yeah.
And that's called ego.
No, some of it's just type A.
I know, but that's it. That's a big deal. It really is a problem, folks. So you got to think about that too. Hey, Debbie, thanks for the great insights into being a personal brand. I don't know anybody who could have done a better job than you. Congratulations on your great success. Give us the website again, please.
Thank you, Jim. It's Debbie Meyer, Debbie, no space, Meyer.com.
And guys, be sure to get that cake cutter. You'll thank me later. Hey, Debbie, good to see you. Talk to you later.
Come back soon.
Debbie Meyer, ladies and gentlemen, one of our favorite folks around here. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.